This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A sudden death has happened to an NFL player that was just 25 years old. The Detroit Lions announced Thursday that former NFL defensive end Jesse Lemagne died. The team said in a statement, "Jesse was a model teammate and wonderful young man who has gone too soon." End quote. It's unclear what the cause of death is at this time. Five former Memphis Police Department officers who were fired following the arrest of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old motorist, who died days after a traffic stop and attempted getaways from officers. The police officers have been charged with second-degree murder and booked into the Shelby County Jail. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Chief David Rausch.
I've been policing for more than 30 years. I've devoted my life to this profession, and I'm grieved. Frankly, I'm shocked. I'm sickened by what I saw.
Police body cam videos will be released to the public later today. CIA Director Bill Burns arrived in Tel Aviv this week for visits to Israel and the occupied West Bank, where he's expected to meet Israeli and Palestinian leaders on both sides. Burns' visit was pre-planned, but it takes place during a significant escalation of tensions between Israel and the Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza in recent months. A fast-moving apartment fire injures several in a New York City borough overnight.
The massive blaze went to four alarms in the Bronx. Of the four people hurt, the New York City Fire Department said one resident is hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. One firefighter is being treated for smoke inhalation. Fire Chief John Hodgins says the blaze may have impacted over 100 families across two buildings.
We have Red Cross and OEM on the scene assisting with finding shelter for any displaced residents.
More than 200 first responders battled the fire on multiple floors. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
A federal lawsuit in Nevada is seeking class action damages for countless hotel patrons who booked rooms in Las Vegas, Nevada since 2019, alleging that most hotel casinos on the Las Vegas Strip have used a third-party vendor to illegally set prices. The casinos called out are the MGM Resorts, Caesars Entertainment, Treasure Island, and Wynn Resorts. In a list that nobody wants to be on, Houston has got a problem. It's been named the dirtiest city in the United States of America.
Newark, New Jersey came in a close second, which is a victory for the city that was the dirtiest last time around. The report was compiled by the lawn care company Lawn Starter. It looked at various data for 152 cities in the U.S. The report cited Houston's petrochemical facilities for polluting the air and Houston's high greenhouse gas emissions. It also noted that the Space City has a big cockroach issue. The cleanest city on the list is partying like a sailor, Virginia Beach. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
NASA marked the 20th anniversary of the Space Shuttle Columbia tragedy with somber ceremonies and remembrances during its annual tribute to fallen astronauts on Thursday. More than 100 people gathered under gray skies at the Kennedy Space Center to remember not only Columbia's crew of seven, but the 18 other astronauts killed in the line of duty. Lance Pry, USA News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that is our mission, and thank you for joining in. Bill Martinez with you, 6 minutes after the hour. John Fleetwood is joining us now. He is the managing editor for American Faith. John, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. Happy to be here, sir.
Well, hey, good to have you with us on this a very somber day, John. First of all, you know, you think that this is National Remembrance Day for the Holocaust. There's an element of people that deny everything, but there are deniers still of the Holocaust, regardless of all the video footage and the historical account of what happened during World War II in the murder of 6 million Jews. It was quite the century that the world experienced, a century of death and massive destruction. We look at 6 million Jews, but also during that period of time, you had some 180 million people, you know, die at the hands of these isms. And it's amazing that, even the young kids today are being fooled because they're not told about Holocaust Remembrance Day. And probably when they hear this, they think, well, what is that? What do you mean Holocaust Remembrance Day? They didn't teach me that in school, so it must not be real, right?
Yeah, and the crazy thing to me, Bill, is that's the most significant history. I had never heard of, for example, the Holodomor, right? That happened in Ukraine when Stalin put forward his version of left-wing politics, which is what Hitler was, right? They always try to tell us that, no, Hitler was right. He was right-wing. It's in the name. It was called the National Socialist German Workers' Party. That's what Nazis stood for. Hitler was a leftist. It's just a historical fact. They try to hide that from us in the mainstream media. But all of these, the greatest murderers of all time, like Hitler, like Stalin, like Mao Zedong in China, like Ceausescu, like Pol Pot in Indochina, they killed millions upon millions upon millions of people. Norm Geisler, he says that because of these left-wing, just over the last 100 years or so, these left-wing policies, like those of the Socialist German Workers' Party in Germany, murdered over a billion people. A billion with a B. That's coming from Norm Geisler. That's his work, his scholarship.
Yeah, that's
and
huge.
That's
I always heard the number 180, but yeah, a billion's huge. Go ahead.
Well, and that's what we have to understand is on this day to know that left-wing policies, socialist, Marxist, left-wing policies have historically always led to the deaths of millions of people. And so we have to never, ever, ever let anything even resembling socialism, Marxism, ever take root and flourish again in this country. Unfortunately, right. it's in Biden's politics. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Exactly. Well, no, it's okay. We're just, you know, we're going back and forth here. I just wanted to share with you because one of our favorite Tennesseans, you know, Tennessee Bob and your fellow colleague from Biola states and reminds us that Klaus Schwab, of course, his family, you know, they grew up with Adolf Hitler. And, you know, and when you see the policies that they want to project and control here. I mean, here you have this unelected international, in a sense, governmental force, you know, pulling levers and putting people at risk based on theories. You know, there's no empirical evidence for the policies that they're promoting. If anything, if you look and follow the science, as we've been told that we should do, what they're promoting is rather, you know, from the realm of the crackpot. There's no evidence of this. In fact, the evidence is quite clear that it's just the opposite. But you have the power structure and these lever pullers on an international level who come into this, first of all, as they are not God-fearing. They don't believe in God. They don't believe that God created the heavens and the earth, and they are self-appointed, what do you want to call it, survivors of the world, that it is their ideas that is going to save the planet. Because the planet, John, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the planet needs saving. Did you know that?
Yeah, and Bill, what are their ideas? Here's some of their ideas. You mentioned Klaus Schwab, who is an anti-classical capitalist. He says we need a great reset of capitalism. And what he promotes is what's called globalism. He puts a fancy name on it because he's an economist. He calls it stakeholder capitalism, but all it is public-private partnerships, which is, by definition, fascism, where the government and these big corporations with lots of money and power behind them go hand in hand. Now, to what end? Well, the World Economic Forum, they publish on their own website what kind of ideas they want to implement. And one of the things is that the U.S. is no longer the world's leading superpower. The U.S., by the way, who went in and defeated the Germans, they want the U.S. to no longer be the world's leading superpower. Well, who will be? Well, what else is the World Economic Forum promoting? They'll say that you will own nothing and you will be happy. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Right. That's called gaslighting. And then the other thing, Bill, get this. You probably saw this, but the World Economic Forum, they're pushing the eating, like food ingestion, of bugs on their website. This is not a conspiracy theory. If somebody in the mainstream media calls this a conspiracy theory, you know they have not looked into it. It's on their website. Anyone can go into Google, as censored as Google is. You can type insects, World Economic Forum, food, hit enter, and you'll get link after link after link from the World Economic Forum. And of them telling us that we have to eat bugs and we're not allowed to eat meat anymore. And this is not, it's not like these are just ideas. The European Union just approved cricket powder in flour-based foods, even despite allergy concerns. That was starting Tuesday. the European Union will allow food producers to include cricket powder in flour-based products. So this is not something that is just an idea. They're doing it right now, Bill, and the way they're able to do it...
Absolutely.
Because, as Klaus Schwab says... He's penetrated the cabinets of world governments.
Silver has always been nature's gone to break. Antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey,
Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez with you at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. John Fleetwood continues with us, the managing editor for American Faith. You know, John, just to kind of wrap this thing up with the World Economic Council and what they're promoting here, you know, this egalitarian, you know, kind of utopia. You know, they always want to talk about everybody being equal, that, you know, it's going to be a level playing field for everyone. You know, that just, you know, kicks at the goads and the natural design of things by Almighty God. You have people who do better naturally. And if you want to frustrate them, you know, these producers, you know, mediocritize them. You know, put them, you know, put those round pegs in square holes and see what happens really quick. And the fact of the matter is it's a big lie that's perpetrated by the World Economic Council and Klaus Schwab and these other socialists and Marxists. And, you know, they always talk about a level playing field and everything's going to be fair for everybody. It's never fair because there's always a boss. There's always a hierarchy that comes into play. But meanwhile, the masses fall victim into believing that utopia, and we have a long history of humanity, you know, victimizing themselves and then wondering what kind of trap they got themselves into, because they failed to exercise some critical thinking and common sense, John.
Yeah, Bill, and you're dead on. They want us all to be equal, but equally poor.
Yes.
Equally destitute. They want us to have less of the good things that God made for us in this world. But and who gets all the good stuff? Well, they do. It's Klaus Schwab. It's Al Gore. It's the young global leaders. It's everybody partnered with the World Economic Forum. They get to be at the top. They get to be equally rich, but they want all of us to be poor. Let me two examples.
Well, it's the same thing like our government, John, right now. Our government's the same way, right? Nancy Pelosi can do insider trading. All these officials can do insider trading, get away with this stuff. That's why I said, look, if you are, you know, in the market, what I would do is forget about what your counselor is telling you to do, your investor counselor. I would just follow Paul Pelosi. Because whatever Paul Pelosi does, I'm going to do. Because it's made Nancy Pelosi and Paul Pelosi very wealthy on Nancy's salary of $180,000 a year, and she's a gazillionaire because of insider trading.
Yeah, so they get to have that inside track and they take advantage of it. But what do we get? We get eggs that are, you know, $12 for $1 an egg now, or you know, and inflation's going up like crazy. So they get all the good stuff. I mean, even Bill Gates, who's a partner at the World Economic Forum, he says his favorite food's a cheeseburger. But they say that we have to eat bugs for sustainability. They say that we have to lower our carbon footprint, and we can't take a vacation with our family when we've been working all year. We're not allowed to take a vacation because we can't fly because jets are the main polluters. Meanwhile, they're flying around on private jets.
Right. Yeah, it's total hypocrisy. I mean, it's like all these guys that are, you know, these officials, Gavin Newsom and the vice president, you know, maligning our Second Amendment right, but yet they're surrounded by people with guns to protect them, right?
Complete, utter hypocrisy for Newsom to say that not only to go against the Constitution, right? That's bad enough. But then just to say, well, the average person can't protect him or herself while he's flanked by a battalion of guards who probably have submachine guns, handguns, all the stuff that they don't want us to have. It's okay for their guards to have it. Why? Because they think they're better than us. They don't say that, but they say it with their, they don't say it with their mouths. But they say that with their action.
Exactly. You know, the thing is, they say one thing with their mouths because, you know, that's the way they give themselves cover. But you know, the fact of the matter, the truth is there. All it requires is a little bit of common sense and critical thinking. John, I want to address, a topic right now that's just going absolutely nuts. And this is, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, and what, he has produced with this new undercover footage in talking with a person who works from Pfizer, who was, bragging about, what they were doing with COVID. I mean, they have taken this whole idea of, that Dr. Fauci was trying to deny gain of function, and they've taken it to a whole nother level. And this came out in this undercover footage, and the guy who got caught, he just went absolutely ballistic, didn't he?
Yeah, so this is a doctor, which is not being widely reported, and let me give you some breaking news right now that nobody else is covering, Bill. Mm-hmm. So Project Veritas had an undercover journalist go and get on a date. Apparently this man invested with Project Veritas, pretended to be somebody he wasn't, went on a date with this man from Pfizer, this Dr. Mm-hmm. Jordan Walker, who's a medical doctor, graduated from Yale, UT Southwestern, and Tufts, I believe, recorded some of the stuff that this doctor, executive of Pfizer, recorded what he was saying. And what did this Pfizer doctor say? He claimed that his company was exploring ways to, quote, mutate coronavirus via directed evolution. So this Dr. Walker, he revealed that Pfizer scientists were, quote, optimizing the coronavirus's mutation process by putting the virus in monkeys, mm-hmm. and then expressed worried about potential outbreaks. Here's where it gets weird, Bill, that nobody's covering. Even Tucker Carlson did a great job talking about this last night. Here's what nobody's covering. Pfizer announced in an official press release back in September of 2020 that Pfizer was conducting COVID-19-related studies with macaw monkeys. Mm-hmm. Now, less than a month later, the Delta variant of coronavirus was discovered in India, which is where Pfizer has been operating since 1950 in the city of Mumbai.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's significant about the Delta variant? The Delta variant is, according to Yale Medicine, the Delta variant is twice as contagious as the initial COVID variants and more likely to put infected people in the hospital. So this Delta variant is souped up, kind of like gain of function that was going on with Fauci and the Wuhan lab. Where was the Delta variant discovered? In Maharashtra, India, which is the state in which Mumbai is located. And again, Mumbai is where Pfizer has their headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have three in Mumbai, India. They have Pfizer has three manufacturing plants. This is according to Pfizer's website. They have three manufacturing plants, two research and development centers, and six regional centers for commercial operations and global support functions. I was on a local radio show this morning in Texas with Dr. Richard Bartlett,
mm-hmm.
gave him this information, and he says this looks like it could be a second lab leak. We had Wuhan, China, gain mm-hmm. of function, souping up coronaviruses, and then it got out into the world. Well, now you have this Project Veritas undercover video showing that this Pfizer doctor executive admitting that Pfizer has been souping up coronaviruses. And incidentally, that souped up COVID Delta variant came out in the very state in India where Pfizer has
where they're doing. Yes, this is another all indications like pointing at Wuhan. Here they are pointing in India. It makes you ask more questions, John Fleetwood.
Absolutely, and all mainstream media should be looking into this.
Exactly. He's the managing editor for American Faith.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Survivors of Auschwitz and the Nazis' Final Solution are gathering in Poland Friday to commemorate the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Germany death camps in the final months of World War II. Today's somber ceremony was among the backdrop of war once again in the region. Police cam video from the Memphis, Tennessee police officers arresting and suspected of killing a motorist will be released later today. The attorney for some of the ex-Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols say the officers are in shock. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Chief David Rausch.
And what we've learned through our extensive and thorough investigation. I've seen the video, and as Jay Morley stated, you will too.
A new Guinness World Record for the largest pizza was announced this week in Los Angeles, California. It measured out 13,990 square feet. Congratulations, Pizza Hut. Lance Fry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Crazy stuff, huh? What John Fleetwood from American Faith was reporting on what's going on with Pfizer. So a lot exposed on this Project Veritas footage. This is really diabolical. I mean, you think about Wuhan, you think about what Pfizer's doing. My question is, who's behind Pfizer? Who's telling Pfizer to do this? And, you know, Jonathan Kahn wrote the book, The Rise of the Gods, and here they are, the gods are rising, and, you know, we're getting set up. I mean, it's already, we you know, considering what has happened in our country by way of abortion and, you know, other things, you know, the abortifacient pill, you know, we've had, you know, well over 63 million babies that have been murdered. Abortifacient, probably going to take that over to 100 million if you count those numbers. Of course, those are, you know, kept away, you know, from the count. But this is a modern-day Holocaust on this. A Holocaust Remembrance Day that we're looking at. I mean, this is as base as it can be, where humanity reduces itself to its lowest common denominator and doing actions like this. We're going to be joining my good friend Jeff Cruer on his radio show, The Cajun Crusher, Louisiana's favorite son. His award-winning program, Ringside Politics, airs nationally on Real America's Voice Network and americasvoice.news. And so he should be coming on any second, and we'll have you know, some time together to discuss the Department of Justice double standard and Louisiana is suffering from the impact of misguided Democratic policies. You hear him now. Here he is, Jeff Gruer. Hey, Jeff, good morning. It is, National Holocaust Remembrance Day. That we remember what happened during the Holocaust, and hearts are heavy. I mean, you always hear, Jeff, that we need to remember this so that we would never do this again. But, you know, the lack of civility and where we are, not only in our country, but dare I say around the world, well, I'll tell you, we're ripe, unfortunately, for another Holocaust. And that's if you want to ignore the Holocaust that's been taking place for, you know, now 50 years with the murder of babies and 63 million plus babies that have been murdered. That's a Holocaust unto itself, too, right?
It is. It is. Although we did have some good news over the past year and the Dobbs decision and now the numbers of abortions going down, Bill, and we are seeing some progress there, and we're seeing now some states take action to limit the restrictions on these abortions, and I think that is very positive. Some are saying that the abortion issue is what hurt Republicans in the midterm. I don't buy that, Bill.
Yeah.
I don't buy that. I don't think the American public wants abortion on demand. They don't want partial birth abortion. I think the American public, if not being completely pro-life, at least wants serious restrictions on abortion in this country. So,
well, that's clear. That's clear. The polling.
Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. I agree with you, Jeff. I mean, Democrats would like that to, you know, to be the wedge issue. They've banged that drum for a long time. But look what happened, even for the March of Life in D.C. How many, those that promoted abortion showed up in D.C.? I mean, you could count them in hundreds. But yet there were hundreds of thousands of pro-lifers in D.C. That in itself is quite telling, isn't it?
And they were praying. They were respectful. They were up there just celebrating the Dobbs decision and celebrating the progress. And the pro-abortion protesters that I did see, many of them were nasty and rude and confrontational.
Yeah.
And the same sort of thing that I see from a lot of them. Look at those who went outside the Supreme Court justice homes and and made all of those noisy protests. And they actually committed a crime in doing that. I don't think any of them have been prosecuted for that, though, Bill.
Well, no, because the Department of Justice is busy, you know, trying to track down anything else that could be a violation, you know, by conservatives. And meanwhile, they'll step over, you know, documents that are left all over the place, next to Joe Biden's car, Hillary Clinton's, laptop, Anthony Weiner having access to top secret. All that stuff is set aside, because, you know, as you write about, the DOJ, you know, double standard is clear and present.
And I think the American people would hopefully be tired of that. And I just remember growing up in a country where we respected those in the FBI, respected those in the Department of Justice, thought that they were nonpartisan. Now it seems clear that they're doing the bidding of one party, one ideology, going after one group of people. And as you said, look at the resources that they put into place to try to arrest everyone involved on January 6th.
Exactly.
Cover up the role of the FBI agents on January 6th and the mysterious people like Ray Epps. We still don't know what that guy was doing, Bill.
Well, they doctored the footage to get Ray Epps out of there. I mean, all this stuff is coming to light. And even you got Capitol Police admitting that they were the ones that took down the barriers, not the Jan 6 revolutionaries, you know. So this is all one big humongous scam that's falling apart. The House of Cards is falling on the heads of these Democrats and Nancy Pelosi that have perpetrated this narrative, this false narrative. And the problem that we have here, the bottom line of all this, Jeff, is that America is being dumbed down in the process. We are being de-intellectualized because of their policies and how they have us at each other's throats. This is what America should be upset about, is that they are purposely being rendered stupid by their policies and by their actions. Because you've got to be able to reason together. This is why the First Amendment right was so precious in the eyes of our founding fathers, because it maintains an intellectual and activated citizenry, which the Democrats and those that are, you know, lusting for power and control cannot stand anybody with a brain, Jeff.
So true. And Bill, yeah. What we've seen has been really an assault on the First Amendment, and we've got to protect it with everything that we have, because that's what keeps our country free. It's under assault in so many different ways. The latest, of course, is what's going on with Newsmax. You know, they're ripping that out of DirecTV,
yes.
So millions of consumers are now not going to have access to that channel. I mean, the censorship and the attack on those of us that are conservatives and have views that are maybe in line with the Make America Great Again movement is just continuing. And we've got to continue to fight back against it, because we're really fighting for their right of free speech, too. We want everybody to have a right of free speech.
Yeah, without... Because that's what makes us smarter, Jeff, because you have the cumulative intelligence of people. And guess what? You know, like the old saying goes, if you have two people in the same room saying the same thing, one person is redundant and unnecessary. So we need to have this conversation. You know, this right. Dumbing down of the electorate. I mean, look what's happening in your state. You write about, you know, what's going on in Louisiana, that you're suffering from the impact of misguided Democratic policies. You know, misguided. These aren't misguided. These are direct planned, planned programs that Democrats, based on theory, think that, are somehow going to be the betterment for humanity. But it really isn't. It's really for the betterment of their own, you know, lust for power and control.
You know, a lot of people here think that Louisiana is a Republican state, is a red state. So I wrote the column just to let people know that our key cities, Baton Rouge and New Orleans, are led by Democrats, and our state government is led by Democrats. So we really have Democrats in really power positions. And the results have been terrible for Baton Rouge and New Orleans, which are two of the leading murder capitals in the nation. And the state, which is losing population, losing business, because our policies are not keeping up. We're not competing with Texas and Florida and other states that are run by Republicans. So I wanted to wake people up that we have an election coming up this year. We need to turn this state around, join some of these other neighboring states that are doing pro-business policies, so we can attract more people.
Exactly.
Louisiana is a great state, but our policies are just...
You've got great resources there. Exactly, Jeff. The resources that you have there, this is just, I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's suicidal what these Democratic policies are doing, to Louisianans.
Right. And, of course, at the national level, too. I mean, the liberal Biden administration has declared war on the fossil fuel industry, which is a major employer, a major business in the state of Louisiana. So we're sort of getting it from all sides, nationally, and, of course, from our own leadership. So it's time to turn things around, and hopefully we can do it this year with an election year coming up, Bill.
Well, my friend, I'm with you, joined at the hip. We'll continue to fight the good fight with you. Jeff Carrera has been with us. Thank you, Jeff. Take care, buddy.
We invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-through. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, with the new year and resolutions and everything going on, the economy being what it is. And, no question that stress abounds. And so what do you do when life gets so busy that it becomes stressful? Well, the licensed counselor with Focus on the Family Counseling Services, Rob Jackson, joins us now. Hey, Rob, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. Doing great. Good to hear your voice, man.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. So here we are. I mean, the reality of life is that it's busy. I mean, it seems like we're working harder for what we, than we did a couple of years ago because of the economy and just the stress of everyday life, you know, having come out of this pandemic and now threats of a new iteration. We're surrounded with all kinds of stressors, aren't we?
We really are. You know, it's not only busy, but it's chaotic. I mean, there are just so many conflicting things that are happening. And of course, anytime you read the news, you know, you're going to be challenged with considerable stress. So this is a day to really focus on the things that are most important.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. And, I guess what I'm cycling around and keeps coming back into my orbit, Rob, is the appreciation of the present. You know, there's not much we can do about yesterday, and tomorrow will happen, but, you know, we've got to stay in our lane in our appointed time, and I find myself that when I'm more in the present, I'm more at peace. Is that fair?
I think that's incredibly fair. In fact, I mean, it's like you've been reading my mail. This is exactly where I'm living these days. You know, I realize that this is not original to me, but you can look to the past and find melancholy pretty quickly. You can look to the future and find anxiety. It's only in this moment that you can be at peace. Yeah. And I liken this to the literal manna that fell in the Old Testament. They had manna for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday's was gone, and they couldn't store it for tomorrow, except on that one exception for the Sabbath. So it's really in this moment that we can be present with God and find peace with Him, with ourselves, and hopefully with others as well.
Yeah, I mean, what you're touching on here, Rob, is so critical, you know, for people because, you know, we are, you know, stress is part of life. It's not like it's going to go away. So how do we navigate stress in knowing that it's going to be there?
Yeah. Well, stress is equal to suffering. And so you can think about two categories. You can suffer well or you can suffer poorly. Suffering well is suffering for the smart stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Suffering poorly is suffering for the stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And so you really want to make that distinction, and we can go further. We can talk about suffering well is basically under the Lord for those who are Christians and listening and understand that context. You know, I'm suffering for the things that Christ would suffer for versus I'm suffering because I am just impulsive and I'm making poor decisions. That's the stupid stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and you know, for me, a little bit that comes into play with that, Rob, is, you know, time management. I mean, years ago, I was exposed to a program. It was almost like I became an evangelist for it. It was Dr. Charles Hobbs. And his time management counsel and advice had its roots back with, with Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin was a freak about time management, and I used to love what he would do. Is that he would, you know, to your point here, he would grab a virtue. I think it was on a weekly basis. And says, okay, I'm going to really be kind this week, and he would measure himself constantly, you know, throughout the day. How am I doing? How am I being kind? And would really work on the virtue. And then, of course, then the next week there'd be another one. Okay, I'm gonna be more loving, and this sort of thing. So you know, we get down to intentionality, don't we?
We do. In fact, when I read that some time ago about Franklin, and I love that you brought him up. So I think he had like 13 virtues, and he practiced one a week, and then he rinsed and repeated. I apply that to the fruit of the Spirit, the ninth
yes.
fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of doing it, you know, like practicing love for the week, I do it for the day. And
yeah.
So every 9 days, I try to recycle through that. And it's not just practicing these as a virtue. It's practicing the presence of God and connecting with Him. But Franklin, you're right. He was genius at what he was doing. He was way ahead of his time on that kind of time management coupled with mindfulness.
Mm-hmm. And I like that you brought up the fruits of the Spirit, because I did that, and it reminds me I need to go back and do that again. And I did that for a time last year and was really blessed because, you know, here you are, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. You're inviting the Holy Spirit to come into your life. You know, yes, the virtues that Franklin talked about, they're universal in that. But there's just something about, you know, when you are engaging the anointed power of God and the Holy Spirit by focusing on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Right.
Right. I mean, it's learning to cooperate with how God created you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that is so exciting and dynamic. And it really does have a way of calibrating you to the moment,
mm-hmm.
like few things I know of.
Right. You know, I was sharing with a friend of mine that last year I had interviewed this gal who was a CNN international anchor. Really just brilliant, brilliant young woman. And her family has an incredible history. Her brother was nominated Oscar actor, another brother, very successful in business. But when you go back, what happened was the family had to deal with a tragedy. Their father and brother was killed overseas. They went back to their, I think it was in India, where they went back to the home country, and they were in a car accident, and I know at least the dad died, maybe, and I thought maybe both, but in any regard, it was very devastating for the family, particularly the mother, and very depressed. And one day she realized, you know, because her kids started slipping. They were, you know, not doing well in school. There was behavioral issues. And she said, I got to go old school. And she picked herself up and, you know, started taking charge of the family and the direction of the family. And what she shared with the kids, which I thought was invaluable, was she said, you have to look at a day in 3 8-hour segments. Okay, mm-hmm. 1 8-hour segment, it's already done. You got to sleep. That you have to do. The other 8 hour, you're going to school. So that's determined. The third 8 hour is what determines your future. It's what you deposit in that third 8 hour. So, you know, today the kids are so enraptured by screen time and video games and everything else. This is compromising that third 8 hour that will have a direct impact on their future and what kind of individual they will become. I thought this was awesome counsel, you know, from this mother to these kids, and they all went on to become, you know, very successful in their respective endeavors.
Well, obviously it started with what we would call a crisis,
mm-hmm.
you know, the death of one or more family members, and it had a way of realigning some basic values. I think, Bill, we live out of our values, and, you know, when we're not mindful, we're living out of the value of our flesh, what the human nature wants. When we are mindful with the Holy Spirit, we're living out of what God wants.
Right.
And, of course, learning that He wants things far better than we could possibly ever imagine, learning that His desires for us are better than our desires for ourselves, that's where we can cope, even though it's extremely busy and extremely chaotic, and sometimes extremely depressing today.
Yeah. Well, Rob, this is why I say that we need to return to first principles. And this should be a caution that when things are getting chaotic, it's like, okay, where are we with first principles? Where are we? You know, are we, you know, intentional about our relationship with God? Are we seeking God? Are we seeking His righteousness first above all things? That brings me to center at times when I find myself, you know, losing a grip. That and, you know, I was encouraged by a prayer that this Greek saint would repeat. And this helps me. It's a bit of like the shield of faith, you know, the weapons of our warfare. And he would repeat, you know, Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And the way he would do this, again, this would bring whatever brings you back to first principles, back to standard, you know, is what I found to be most helpful. What do you say?
I totally agree. You know, in Jeremiah 6:16, there's a beautiful verse. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls.
Wow.
First principles. I agree with you, Bill.
Yeah, I think, and there's the opportunity. I mean, God has given us everything that we need. You know, the promises. You know, but it's just that we get too busy about being busy, and
yeah, we do.
And we miss out on, like you say, the value of rest and how to make time for stillness. So critical, huh?
That's right. He's going to give us what we need, not necessarily what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't overeat and lose weight at the same time. There's a personal confession for you. You know, going back to your idea about the kids and the screen time, maybe a kid can't have all this screen time and actually have a good career in the future.
Right, exactly. And again, relevant to rest. I mean, God gave us the Sabbath. You know, it was God's gift to His creation, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Right. And that, you know, again, we're reminded to be still. You know, the author says, be still and know that I am God. So it tells us that we can't know God if we're restive, right?
That's right. I agree.
It's just a conflict right there. Rob Jackson, from Focus on the Family has been our guest. Rob, how can people be in touch and get more information?
Yeah, give us a call at 800, letter A, the word family, 800-A-FAMILY, or if you're online, you can go to focusonthefamily.com/get help.
Rob, thank you. God bless. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how...